Blog Talk Radio.
Knows it and looks around and wonders,
what does this mean for my future? See, that's how I see the world, and quite frankly, I think that's how most of us see the world. And what we have to remember is that is what we all share. That regardless of where we're from, or what we look like, or how much money we have, we all want to leave something better for our kids. In my family growing up. That's why even after my dad was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, he hardly ever missed a day of work at the city water plant, no matter how sick he was or how tired he felt, because he wanted something better for me and my brother. That's why he did it. Same thing was true in Barack's family. That's why his grandmother woke up before dawn each morning to catch the bus to her job at the bank. And even when she was passed over for promotion year after year because she was a woman, she rarely complained because she knew she had to do that to give something more to Barack and his sister. But that is what the American dream is all about. That's it. The fundamental belief that even if you don't have much, if you work hard, and if you do what you're supposed to do, you can build a decent life for yourself and an even better life for your children. But for too many people, that dream feels like it's slipping away. And even before this recession hit, for too many people, all that hard work wasn't adding up like it used to. For years now, middle-class families have seen their incomes falling while the cost of things like health care and college tuition have gone through the roof. And this is something that Barack and I heard in every corner of the country during the campaign. Folks asking themselves, are we going to go broke if we get sick? What if we can't pay the mortgage? What do we do then? How will I ever afford to send my kids to college if I'm not rich? Where am I going to find a good public school for my kids? And if I can't, then what am I going to do? How will I give my kids half the chance that I have? Folks all over the country worrying that maybe that fundamental American promise was being broken, and worse yet, no one in Washington was listening. And that is why my husband ran for president in the first place. That's why he did it. Because he knows that his life, like mine, is only possible because of that American dream. And keeping that dream alive for all Americans, keeping it within reach for all of us, believe me, is what drives him every single day. That's what keeps him up at night. And that, I believe that folks like all of you from across the country joined our campaign. That's why you did all that work. That's why you made those phone calls and knocked on those doors in the freezing snow and the blazing sun. Remember that? And I believe that that's why you and I, that's why we're here tonight. We're not here just because of an election. We're not here just because we support folks that we love. We're here to renew that promise. We're here to restore that dream. We're here because we believe that no child's future should be limited because of the neighborhood they're born in. Yeah. We believe that every child to do every day. But what I want you to remember remember is that is the vision that we all share. That is it. It's the same vision that my husband fought for as a young community organizer all those years ago, trying to bring jobs and hope to struggling neighborhoods on the south side of Chicago. It is the same vision he fought for in the Illinois State Senate and in the U.S. Senate. It's the same vision that he talked about all those months on the campaign trail. And believe me, folks, it is the same vision that has guided him. The change he has been fighting for every single day in the White House. That is the vision. But Barack knows that too many folks are out of work right now. He knows that too many paychecks don't stretch to cover the bills. But that's why he cut taxes for middle-class families. That's why he cut taxes for small businesses as well. Not once, not twice, but 16 times. So that these businesses can start creating jobs. That's why he stopped credit card companies from jacking up rates and my husband signed into law as President of the United States is the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. The first thing is that every young person deserves the chances that he and I have to get an education. That's why he's reforming our schools from top to bottom. He has made historic investments in our community colleges, something that Jill has been a tremendous advocate for, as a proud community college professor herself. He's increased student aid and tuition tax credits. He's eliminated tens of billions of dollars in wasteful subsidies to banks providing student loans, and he's sending that money where it belongs, right to the hands of the students. Men and women in uniform as well as they served us. So he's made one of the largest investments in our veterans in decades.
Yes.
He's helping them get the education they've earned, the good jobs they deserve, and he's making sure, more importantly, that they need, including treatment for the wounds of today's wars by traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder. Until they get settled, until they're 26 years possible to the kind of change that we're already making.
Woo!
And it is because of folks like all of you that so much has been accomplished in such a short period of time. This has been a year and a half worth of work that I just listed off. Not when so many folks are still looking for work and struggling to pay the bills and worrying about providing for their kids. But I think that many of us came into this so excited, expecting to see all the change we talked about happen all at once right away. The minimum rock set foot. But the truth is, it is going to take a lot longer to dig ourselves out of this hole than any of us would like. The truth is, this is the hard part. This is the hard part of change. But I ask you to remember that's exactly what Barack told us. That's exactly what we all told each other during all those months on the campaign trail. He told us that change is hard. He said that. He said that change is slow. That it doesn't just happen on its own. We all understood that change takes struggle and sacrifice and compromise. And from the first days of the nation, every time folks have tried to make change, they face fear and doubt. Every time they face setbacks and disappointments, but as Americans, we have always pushed past the cynicism and kept moving forward. And that is exactly what we must do again today. Because there's so much at stake right now. There's so much at stake for our future, but more importantly, for our children's future. And we have come much too far to turn back now. We've come too far to stop rebuilding that middle class security for every single American. We've come too far to stop putting the American dream that I know, that my husband knows, that all of you know, back within reach for every American. We have come too far.
Yes.
But it's not going to be easy, because real change never comes easy. But let me share with you something that I do during times when change seems hard. I think about my dad. Yeah, I think about how no matter how tired he got, as he struggled to walk, I still picture my father sitting on the edge of his bed, struggling to button his shirt to go to work. But he never stopped trying to get up. He just kept on going every single day. And that keeps me going. I think about Barack's grandmother and how no matter how discouraged she felt, she just kept getting up and giving her very best. And I think about all the folks like her, like my father, the folks that I've met all across this country over the past several years, the folks who keep getting up, the folks who work that extra shift, they keep moving, the folks who take the extra class, they don't stop, the folks who wake up every morning without complaint, without regret, and they do everything they can for the people they love. They inspire me every single day. And you know what else I think about? I think about how we felt on election day. more importantly, we have that same responsibility to what we started, because this election isn't just about all that we've accomplished these past couple of years. This election is about all that we have left to do in the months and years ahead. But let me just remind you of something I said. I said that if I give you my husband, if I hand him over, that you all have got to have his back.
You think God's forgotten about you? Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.